Hello, my name is Andrea Meager, and welcome to Andrea's Final Psychology Podcast. On this episode, I will be going over different issues and topics about social media use and how deep down it can really contribute to the different ideas and topics in the study of psychology. Everyone uses social media these days. Some examples of the most popular social media platforms that I am a part of and can think of off the top of my head are Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and the new up-and-coming app that has actually recently just become pretty popular is called TikTok. Instagram is a photo and video sharing app. People can upload pictures and video of themselves or things that they are doing. Snapchat is an app where people can take pictures of themselves and send them to whoever they want. On top of that, they can also choose how many seconds they want their friends or whoever they're sending these pictures to see. Facebook is a social networking site where you can connect with family and friends and post pictures or statuses about whatever you would truly believe, which for some reason my mom thinks that she should post everything that she does on her status. So, Twitter is an app where people can quote-unquote tweet about whatever they truly want, and people can have the chance to comment and respond to these tweets. TikTok is an app where people can dance, sing, make skits, and basically do anything. Something that I wanted to add, although these apps are awesome and they do have many benefits, they also have the ability for people to comment on everything that you do. There's really no boundaries these days on what people actually comment. They just kind of comment whatever they think, good or bad. And although all these apps definitely have their benefits, they can cause a lot of negative things towards people's lives and them personally. And I can definitely say that social media has affected me in some not so good ways as I have continued to grow up. One area of psychological research that the problems with social media use relates to is mental and physical health. One thing that I have found to be extremely common with people and how social media rubs off on them is that it can actually cause depression. In our psychology book, in the chapter that covers abnormal psychology, someone who is depressed is said to have a depressed mood, significant weight loss or gain, too much or too little sleep, decreased interest in activities, and other things as well. I will touch on different experiments done on this in the podcast, but social media does not only cause problems with mental health, but physical health on top of that. The physical health problems that I believe are the most common in effect with seeing things on social media is eating disorders. As horrible as these are and as horrible as this sounds, today in the U.S., an estimated 20 million women and 10 million men have suffered from a clinically significant eating disorder at some part in their lives. For example, anorexia nervosa is when a person, who is usually an adolescent female, maintains a starvation diet despite already being significantly underweight. I think that social media can force people, especially women, not saying that it does not affect men, but in this aspect with eating disorders, I think that it forces women to do these things because people are constantly body shamed on all of these apps that I mentioned. People leave nasty comments, and for what? I always thought that it takes the same amount of time out of someone's day to write a mean comment and a nice one, so why don't people comment nice things or not comment at all? These comments can lead to people thinking that their bodies should be different. Oh, you're too fat. You're too skinny. Where are your boobs? Where's your butt? You should eat less. You should eat more. Ever think about working out? Another lesson that I had studied in my psychology class was the whole idea of health itself. A lot of the topics that we studied were about stress. Stress continues to be one of the most important and well-studied psychological correlates of illness because excessive amounts of stress causes potentially damaging wear and tear on the body and can influence almost any imaginable disease process. People face stress and have to handle it every single day. This could be seeing news on our phones about the coronavirus or other things going on in the world, or on the other hand, seeing products that are sponsored on our Instagram feeds that we just simply can't afford. The list goes on of how things on social media can make us stressed out. On top of that, being a college student, having to worry about classes and sports and grades and family and friends and maintaining a social life and all of these other things, hearing nasty things on social media can really make a person stressed out. This also brings up an interesting topic to me about influencers. Influencers are people whose jobs are online. They are paid to socially interact on the internet and on social media. They still get extreme amounts of hate, and this is simply their job. They can't just quit or they'll be out of a job. Imagine the amounts of stress that they go through daily, especially right now when a lot of people are paying more attention to social media than they normally would. The second area of psychological research that relates to social media use is attention, thinking, and memory, which are all under the cognitive approach of psychology. Starting off with the idea of attention, I think that social media has a tendency of keeping people's attention on things for the wrong reasons. This has to do with divided attention along with the idea of multitasking. Divided attention tasks allow us to determine how well individuals can attend to many sources of information at once. This goes along with multitasking and a good example from our psychology book. The book talks a lot about distracted driving. We tend to have a strong sense that we can multitask while driving. Cars are now built with more technology to make multitasking seem okay when it is clearly quite dangerous. If someone sees a Snapchat notification pop up on their phone while they're driving, they're probably pretty tempted to check it. I know that this seems like a lot of different information just related to social media, but it is way deeper and much more severe than people actually think it is. I've researched many different topics and experiments done that have to do with the negatives of social media, and I'm going to talk about two that really sparked my interest. The first journal article that I studied was published in 2018 on Scientific American Mind by author Angus Chen. The title of this journal article is Social Networking. Is Generation Smartphone Really More Prone to Unhappiness? If someone were to just simply ask me this question, my automatic answer would be yes. The journal article focuses on a study led by Gene Twang, a researcher, along with his colleagues. This study and article are centered on the similarities between the symptoms of depression and suicidal thoughts in teenagers and their use of internet, social media, and different gaming systems. Twang studied and collected data on more than 500,000 American teenagers and their social media habits. He used surveys that were done since 1991 involving people in the ages 13 to 18. The depression and suicidal thoughts were measured by how much the teenagers were on social media. The results were a third of teens who used devices at least 2 hours a day said to have one of these behaviors. The number went up half among teens who used devices for 5 or more hours a day. Overall, teens who use social media on a daily basis were 13% more likely to say that they have felt depressed rather than peers who did not use it every day. Being involved in social media is almost like a lifestyle at this point. Teenagers especially rely on it for their platforms of life along with being in large forms of communication. Even though social media seems to be a positive thing for teenagers to be a part of, and it honestly should be, this is just simply not the case. The second article that I researched hit me pretty hard because it has to do with a woman talking about how girls have to deal with the negatives of social media in different ways than others do. This article was also published in 2018 on American Music Teacher by Andrea McAllister. The article is titled, Teen Girls, The Pressure of Perfection. This article shares the many reasons why girls strive to be perfect. It stresses that girls have the mindset to be perfect in real life, but also in their second life of online. On social media, girls see models and pictures upon pictures of attractive women, making it seem like they have to look like these girls, starting out at a young age. This can be extremely unhealthy and something that could lead to a depressive state. McAllister talks about how her life was so simple when she was young and that she never had to worry about the problems of social media. She quoted that her life was simple. On a personal level, I have dealt with numerous issues on social media, and I hope that in the future, social media turns into more of a positive way for people to post about themselves. Thank you so much for listening.